right, well, let's take time now to move into our precious metals market update. Here is our good friend and veteran precious metals advisor, Tom Cloud.
Jerry, it's been quite a week. I think to start with gold, the glaring thing was we had a six-day trade where the dollar actually went up 4.25% due to all the problems in Europe and what's going on next weekend in Germany with a potential realignment of the ECU if Germany doesn't start getting some of their ways and have more pull. Then we saw the Greek bonds shoot up to 80% for one-year rate when they were only 16% a year ago. So all this shot the dollar up because everybody moved the dollar for safety, and yet gold ended up on Friday at the same price it was 8 days ago, right around 1820. This is extremely strong for gold. And we've talked about this coming week for several weeks. This is the week that we have Bernanke talk. This is the week the UN talks about the Palestinian state coming up. This is the week that Germany has a meeting about what they're going to do about the future. This is the week could be the possible default in Greece. So, and throw in the China bank making loans to Italian banks, and you've got chaos. And then, of course, the rogue trader that lost over $2 billion on Thursday. So you take all that and you look at it, and you look at where the dollar is, and there is nowhere for gold to go but up, because the dollar, even though people are moving to it for safety right now, is also very weak, but it will prop up shortly because the Europeans are addressing their problems ahead of us, and we will have a period in the next 2 or 3 months where the dollar will start dropping sharply. So we like gold. You should be into gold. I would get in by Wednesday because a lot of things will start on Thursday that could cause gold to go up to $2,000 fairly quickly. There's still pundits out there that say gold's going down, and even if it does, it stays positive above 1680 on just about everybody's technical chart. So it could go all the way down there and still be positive. I don't think it will. Secondly, the Aiden sisters, who are one of the most respected writers in the world, in their September newsletter, went to zero in stocks for the first time in their 26 years. They now have their model of 40% in precious metals, 25% in U.S. medium-term bonds, and 35% in cash. And this has been shocking to both the stock market and the investment market because of how highly thought of people think of the Aiden sisters. Silver is hung right in there, stayed in that range 38 to 42 we've been talking about for some time. I think you still got a little bit of time to decide to see if it's going to come down to 38 or not. And certainly if it does, it would be a great buy. But when it starts moving, we expect it to move very quickly, probably 20% by the end of the year. And then on palladium, there's still a great buy. Anybody that hasn't bought yet should get in. It's only slightly above where I gave the buy signal on August the 4th, and it still looks like it's going to cross 900 by the end of the year. And we're in the last 3 or 4 weeks before the mines close due to weather in the Soviet Union. So if you haven't bought palladium yet, I would be buying palladium along with silver, making a decision on that, but definitely getting gold right away. I think it's very important. And next week, we'll be able to look at some of these things going on and where gold has moved to. But 1 year ago today, I've just flown to Denver, Colorado today on Friday to speak. And a year ago today, gold was 42% lower and silver has doubled in 1 year. I don't think that'll happen in the next 12 months, but I think we can see half of those moves in the next 12 months. So with this week's Precious Metals Market Update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
All right, well, Tom Cloud is a precious metals advisor. He's been in the business for over 35 years, serving people just like you. He's available by phone, 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. If you have a question about gold, silver, palladium, or something that he mentioned on the program this week, just simply call him 800-247-2812.